As we are learning Masechta Chagiga, who the Masechta begins with the discussion of the Chiv to be Oyla Regal. And of course the question that comes up, is there a Chiv to be Oyla Regal b'zman hazeh? The Shari Tshuva in Hilchus Yontif, Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Tes, the last Simen on Hilchus Yontif, says, Ein chiv b'zman hazeh. There is no shein beis hamikdash kayim. Nowadays that the beis hamikdash is not standing. Ve'en anu yicholim la'alos l'rois l'hagbel p'nei shechina. Since the beis hamikdash unfortunately is not up, there is no chiv ali l'regel. However, he says, u'mikam makayim nachin hu lasis kayim. It's appropriate to try to be oyla regel, aval ein chiv b'zman hazeh, but since there is no chiv, l'kein hashmita harav shulchan aruch, that's why it's not mentioned in the shulchan aruch, because the shulchan aruch only mentions halachas that are obligated, that we are obligated to fulfill b'zman hazeh. But clearly the Shari Tshuva indicates that there is some issue to be oyla regel, even b'zman hazeh. And in fact, the Ran says at the beginning of Masechta Tainus, Divrei Maskil v'Ikar, he says, Gam shegam kiyoyim shabeveinu senu arabim, even now that Chor Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing, Misasfim mechol svivos Yerushalayim l'regel. People from all of the neighborhoods around do come to Yerushalayim to be oyla regel. And so too does the Marit in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Yudalad say that the minig is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim on the Sholosh Regolim. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Kuf Yudzayin Sif Aleph writes as similar to the Shari Tshuva, Vaf La'ach Chorben, even after the Churban, Hoyu Misasvim, Gamke Mikol, Svivis Yerushalayim L'Regel, they used to gather to be Oyla Regel, K'moish Oysim Gam Hayoyim. Lefikach, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Lebitlu Takonis Chachomim, Shetiknu Hashayla Be'eretz Yisrael B'zmayim Merchezvim. He brings a beautiful raya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, why there is a Chiv to be Oyla Regel. What, that even as man as that. We learned Masechta Tainus. And in Masechta Tainus we learned that the reason Chazal established that Eretz Yisrael, the time to begin saying the same Talamotar, is on Zayin Cheshvin. And the Gemara explained, because by Zayin Cheshvin, everybody will have made it to back home from being Oyla Regel. So if that's the case, b'zman hazeh, where there is no aliyah l'regel, the halacha ought to be that we should start earlier, since as we learned the Masechta Tainus, the rain is already needed earlier in Eretz Yisrael. So as soon as Sukkos is over, and there's no problem of rain in the Sukkah, we should begin saying the same Talmudah. Why do we wait till Zayin Cheshvin? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because even b'zman hazeh, there is a point to be oyla regel. And in fact, there's a medrash. The medrash is a medrash in Shir HaShirim. The medrash in Shir HaShirim says, Ma yoynazu, this pigeon, ab b'shata noitel gazleo, b'tachteo, even though its birds, its children aren't under it, ein menaches shoyf chal olam, it never leaves its nest. Kach Yisrael, afapi shechorav beis hamikdash, even though the beis hamikdash unfortunately is destroyed, loy bitlu sholosh pam regolam b'shana, and the mefarshim explain what does it mean, loy bitlu sholosh regolam b'shana, that they go to be even b'zman hazeh when there's no longer a base of Mikdash, they still go to be Oyla Regel. and the Steichemet in Mareches Eretz Yisrael in Simen Aleph discusses also how important it is to be Oyla Regal even Bizman Hazeb. He says to read his words, Da'afagav da'acha churban covered diros b'yana yavna. He says that even people who didn't live in Yerushalayim, hoy oyla Yerushalayim bergolim, va'ashreyim Yisrael, mekayim mitzvah zu b'chol dor v'dor. People continued following this mitzvah in all generations, b'simcha rabba, v'olchem b'day shana b'shana, every year, midal kamfas oritz, from all four corners of the world, hakroivim rechaykim, whether they live close or far from Yerushalayim, lo yichosu al hotzos rabbis, it doesn't make a difference to them that they need to spend a lot of money, vel tiltula de gavra, and it's difficult, especially in those days, as it was even more difficult to travel. And he says, umishe en yodem maseges leila berechav besusim, somebody can't go by horse and buggy, oirech reraglav yavar. He should go by foot. Kasherisi be'enayin, and he says, I myself saw it. Kirotz avadechas avoneo, v'aforo yichoynenu, v'schis kol tzadikim yogin aleinu, v'nisko liras v'biyisko aleinu, v'esu migdoshenu v'meher b'yimeinu, amen. However, as the Steichemet, that's actually the issue he's discussing in that siman, says that even though, as we see from here, what an important and great issue it is to be go to Yerushalayim even bizman hazeh, but the Steichemet says it should not be at the expense of one's learning or at the expense that if a person wouldn't be able to give what he normally gives for tzedakah, if that should not be the price to pay to be Oyla Regel. There's also a tshuva, a short tshuva, in the Igros Moshe, Yerideya, Chelek Gimel, Simen, Kuf Chof Beis. The primary issue discussed in that tshuva is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But Ramosha at the end of the tshuva says, Gam mitzvah sriya, as far as the mitzvah being Oyla Regel, Poshut Uboror, it's to me obvious shadafke shebeisa bechira bonu, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, only then did this mitzvah apply. Af and Neymar, continues Ramosha, Shariyas panam hi mitzvah yuchedis, shalai tali b'kabmariya. Ramosha says, as we're learning in our Masechta, there are actually two parts to the chiv of Aliyah L'Regel. One is the actual Aliyah L'Regel, actually Riyas panam, actually being in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know the other part is the chiyuv of bringing the carbon oilus riya, la'yirah panei reikam. And there are two parts of the same mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, that even though there are two parts of this, even if we'll say that these two parts of this mitzvah are not necessarily connected, and therefore, even if one can't bring the carbon, he still has a chiv to be oil regal. He says that still doesn't change the reality, says Rav Moshe, that bizman hazeh, that we have, unfortunately, no Beis HaMikdash, there is no chiv lila regal. However, Rav Moshe concludes, Uma shenagu akroivim letzisrol, lover Yerushalayim, that there were people who lived near Eretz Yisrael to come to Yerushalayim for Yontif. He says that was a minig in the time of the Goyim for a zecher of the mitzvah of real regal. Coming to be oil regal, coming to Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh, shows one great desire to see the rebuilding of Tzion Yerushalayim, Ayidei Mashiach Tzedkenu Shemachakam Loitamid, through Mashiach whom we await steadily. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvas Yechav Adas Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Hei, where he too discusses the issue of being Oyla Regal, and he says that, as we know, Ma'olam Loizozo Shechina Mikoisla Amaravi, that the Shechina always resides by the Koisla Maravi. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains forever. And since the Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains forever, one should try to visit the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, on the Shalosh Regalim. However, it's interesting to point out that even though it seems, particularly from the tshuva, from Rav Avadya Yosef, this tshuva, that one can fulfill the minig by visiting the Kaisel HaMaravi, there are many poskim that say that since we know the mitzvah being oil regal is actually on by the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore, when one visits the Kaisel HaMaravi, he isn't seeing the Makom HaMikdash, he's seeing the Kaisel. So there are poskim that suggest that one should preferably go up to the Har HaTzofim, and from the Har HaTzofim, you could see the Makom HaMikdash, which is a better way of fulfilling this important mitzvah. And in fact, there's a Talmud, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, the Talmud of Chacham Sofer, who writes that when one goes to see, from goes to the spot from where he will see the Makom HaMikdash, he should take off his glasses because they're a chatzitza. The Miadim Vizmanim in Chelik Zayin Simen Reish Mem Aleph actually disagrees. And he says that on the contrary, one cannot say that wearing glasses are a chatzitza when going up, when looking at the Makom HaMikdash, if the purpose of wearing glasses is to improve one's vision, one cannot call wearing glasses a chatzitza. However, in that tshuva, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, and he has another tshuva in Chelik Hay, where he discusses this even in greater length, where he says that even though he's so much in favor of one going to visit Yerushalayim, seeing the Kaisel, the Makom HaMikdash, on the Shalosh Regalim, he says, of course, one should not enter the Makom HaMikdash. Now that we are Tamei Mason, the Makom HaMikdash retains its Kedusha, which is very connected to Gemara that we learn here in our Masechta on Daf Gimel Amabez. Where the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amabez says, Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shata V'loi Kitcha L'Shata, and there's a question of its Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi, if the original Kedusha Netzes Rol remains. So the Rambam and Hilchas Beis HaBechira Perek Zayin Halacha Teis Zayin indicates that there's a difference between the Kedushas HaMikdash and the Kedusha Yerushalayim. Kedusha HaMikdash Yerushalayim, which there we say Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shata V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi, that Kedusha remains forever, and that's why the Halacha is as the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Katan Beis teaches us, one who's nowadays we are all Tamei Mason may not enter the Makom HaMikdash because it retains its Kedusha, whereas Eretz Yisrael, regarding Eretz Yisrael, we say Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shata V'Lakitcha L'Asad Lavoi. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam because the Ravid finds it difficult to differentiate between the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim versus the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says the Ravid, if Kedusha Rishayna doesn't apply to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim either. Why does the Rambam, which is, as Rabbi Avadya Yosef here in that Shuva, indicate the opinion of the Rambam is the opinion that's accepted, says Rabbi Yosef, by most Rishonim and Achronim? So he explains, because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Migdash emanates from the fact that the Shekhinah was there. And the Shekhinah remains forever. Whereas the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is because it was captured, and once we lost it, it loses that Kedusha. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, what's the difference how the Kedusha came? So the Mefarshim, the Chasam Sofer, and others say as follows. When Yeshua captured Eretz Yisrael, his intention was only to take ownership, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael through capturing it. Kibush, which is called kibush. Kibush is something that not only we can do, kibush is something that the Ummah Sa'olim could do as well. And therefore, when they recaptured Eretz Yisrael from us, their kedusha, their kibush, superseded our kibush. And therefore, the original kibush was nullified. However, when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, he never took ownership of Eretz Yisrael through kibush. He says the kedusha, he took ownership of Eretz Yisrael because Chazaka, or the Chasam Sofer says, because he came with permission of Kairish, that doesn't become bottle. So it turns out to be very interesting that even according to the Rambam, that says that the Kedusha Rishona of Yeshua might have lapsed, the Kedusha through Ezra remains forever. The Ratvaz takes it a step further. The Ratvaz suggests that Yeshua, when he captured Eretz Yisrael, knew that Eretz Yisrael will not remain in our hands forever, that there will be a Golus. And therefore, since he knew there will be a Golus, he made the Kedusha temporary, he made it out tonight, until we go to Golus. And once we go to Golus, that Kedusha shall lapse. Whereas Ezra, perhaps, never made such a condition. And since Ezra never made such a condition, the Kedusha remains even after the Golus. But whatever we'll say, at least according to the Rambam, whatever we'll say about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, if the Kedusha remains or if the Kedusha doesn't remain, that's only a discussion regarding Eretz Yisrael. But when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, or we speak about Yerushalayim, the Rambam is very clear that that Kedusha remains forever. And since that Kedusha remains forever, we are Tamei, so a person who's Tamei cannot enter such a place, and therefore we have no right to enter the Makom HaMikdash. Not only that, Rabbi Avadya Yosef says in that Tshuva that even if somebody's in a helicopter or in an airplane and he's traveling over the Makom HaMikdash, that's also Asur, because he says that the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash goes up Ad L'Shamayim. And therefore we, who may not enter the Beis HaMikdash or that area because we are Tamei, may not enter even the airspace of the Makom HaMikdash. In conclusion, there's a very interesting hesped that the Chasam Sofer gives. This hesped is brought in the Torah's Moshe, in the Chasam Sofer al HaTorah, at the end of Parshas Emor. And the Chasam Sofer was giving a hesped on Tzfas. At that time, as is well known, there was a terrible earthquake in the city of Tzfas that did terrible damage, and many people lost their lives. And the Chasam Sofer says that Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the author of the Pasa Shulchan, wrote him a letter saying that he believes that were two reasons why this terrible tragedy befell Tzfas. One is because he says there's a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Sota that says, Bikva said the Mashiach Golul Yicharev. Before Mashiach comes, Golul will be destroyed. And furthermore, the Pasa Shulchan writes to the Chassam Sofer that the reason he believes this happened is because there was terrible sinas chinam. The people in Tzfas were not getting along one with the other. And we know just like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, so too he feels were the... That's what happened in Tzfas. The Chassam Sofer, however, takes a very different approach. The Chassam Sofer says that at that time, many people, most of the Jewish population, instead of living in Yerushalayim, were living in Tzfas, were living up north. And he says that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains forever. And the respect and the kavod that we need to show Yerushalayim remain forever. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned about the kavod of Yerushalayim, and therefore he brought that churban on the people who didn't live in Yerushalayim but preferred to live in Tzfas. So too, nowadays, that we unfortunately don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but certainly says the Chassam Sofer, we must preserve the kavod and the respect that we need to show Yerushalayim. And therefore, even if we can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, as we are learning in our Masechta properly, but certainly we should try to visit Yerushalayim, certainly try to recognize the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is so central in our lives.